Welcome back, everybody. And it is a toasty Tuesday afternoon across the state of Wisconsin and certainly here in the studio. I got a great special guest with me. His name's Mike Clemens. He is one of our amazing sports analysis contributors. Mike will help me sound smarter about sports. You all know that I'll talk about it quite a bit.
I don't know, man. I've heard you on this show, and you certainly know your baseball.
I love the baseball.
And all of it. How often do you get to the ballpark? I mean, as busy as you are doing this show now and everything else you got going on, but you sound like someone who goes probably 10, 15 times a year,
I was
right?
going to say, it's usually in the ballpark of 10 to 15 times a year. More if I can. Especially when they're winning, Mike.
How exciting are the Brewers right now, man?
It is.
Seven in a row. They pulled off that. And you know the thing about it too, Maggie, for me is the access still to baseball.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Because you know when you're in Green Bay, God bless them, and I get along with all those people.
Yes.
But they bring out Matt LaFleur like it's the White House press briefing. You know? I'm sitting in Dave Roberts' office after all three losses last week.
Oh.
And him, you know, articulate. Very smart manager, took the Dodgers to the World Series, but him trying to figure out how I beat these guys. And I said,
and beat them they did.
Is this one of the most aggressive teams you've seen on the bases? He said, let me tell you, yeah, they don't strike out. They take chances on every base stealing that they can get. That's a young, dangerous, aggressive team that Murph has got going right now. And it's almost like Hard Knocks, you know, it's sort of the behind the scenes thing.
Yes.
Before he let in the media, I could see through the door. I could see him just take his cap off and massage his scalp like, oh, God.
Yeah.
We've lost six in a row now.
Yeah. Oh. You know, and then to bring it around. That. It's amazing.
And then I also heard him say to one of his assistants, they said, are you going back with the team tonight? No. I got a date to go golfing here. So I'm going to go golf tomorrow. I'll catch up with you guys in San Francisco. So he's going to Erin Hills.
Nice.
Whistling Straits or something.
Whistling Straits.
And then down the signature at Mitchell Airport, you know, and take the private jet out to San Francisco and catch up. Because that's the way those boys roll.
Back in the day, it wasn't quite like that. The other thing that I like about baseball's accessibility is, and the Brewers, the personality of the team, I think, is accessible. The youngness of the team is accessible. The price point on tickets, the specials that they run, makes it accessible. Of all of the professional sporting leagues in the United States these days, baseball remains the most affordable and accessible. And the Brewers as sort of the pinnacle of all of that, right? When I go with my dad, we never pay for parking. In true Milwaukeean fashion, we are parking on Blue Mound or Wisconsin Avenue and walking into the stadium.
I'm right there with you. I've got a record going, too. Now, I had a lunch meeting at Summerfest a couple of years ago, and I thought, I can make it here. Well, they towed the car away. So they caught up with me.
Well, now we got the parking app. Michael, let me ask a question. I think the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby have become sort of this touchstone of debate between baseball generations. My dad hates this.
Yeah.
I kind of have a middle of the road perspective on it. To the extent that these things drive engagement in baseball, they provide a national platform for players like the Miz and folks that people that maybe American League fans or don't catch it or don't care when the Brewers are on national TV. I think it provides a great platform for players that are a little bit less known. I think it brings a little bit of engagement, some folks into the baseball fold that may not otherwise be inclined. What are your thoughts?
The Brewers, Freddie Peralta, Trevor McGill, the closer, and Jacob Mizorowski, 23 years old, 6'7".
Kid.
They just walked up on a red carpet that they've got now. They're in tuxedos before they go into the clubhouse and change and get ready for tonight's game. In terms of the game for us as fans, it's still probably the best all-star game out of the three sports.
Correct.
I mean, football's got flag football going on.
Yeah, right.
I will tell you what this is really about now in 2025.
Yeah.
It's the convention of Major League Baseball sponsors.
Mm.
The Learjets all fly in. And if you're Walmart or, you know, some oil company or whatever, that's their tires, right? Firestone.
Yep.
You get four tickets to the game. You get to go to some of these parties. You get to meet some of these players. That's what's really going on.
Do they get a swag bag, Mike?
Absolutely.
I'm all about a good swag bag.
That's really what it's all about. There happens to be a game going on, but it's a thank you to the sponsors. The rest of the players and managers get a 4 or 5 day break or so.
Yep.
And as you said, and for Trevor McGill, he just got a bonus.
Heck yeah.
In his contract because he reached it reached the All-Star game, so they check off that box with his agents.
I love the fact that the Brewers, responsive to the incredible success of the Miz, and I think also some toughness that he's demonstrated, they're going to have a Miz t-shirt giveaway. I love this. Yeah. They just announced. What great fun for Brewers fans.
And if you don't follow that closely, so this Jacob Mizorowski is a kid that they saw in spring training. He's 23 years old, 6'7", and he's throwing the ball 103 miles an hour. And one of the things that Pat Murphy, the manager, says, anybody can throw the ball because these guys can hit it. You've got to have some stuff on it. Well, by the time they actually put him out on the mound in a Brewers game, he had 3-4 different pitches, the slider, the curve, you know, changing around.
Yeah, that menu of reliable pitches for Mizorowski is what makes him, I think, unique. You have guys that can throw really fast heat. His is even faster still, right? And I'm thinking of, you know, Uribe. He is a great eighth inning guy. They used him a bit in a closing round, had some control issues last season. But one of the things that I like is you got a guy that's throwing some of the fastest pitches in the major leagues, super young, and he's got all kinds of other stuff. This, for a batter in the major leagues, is a major mind bender. They have no idea what's coming at him.
The arsenal, they call it. And, you know, the fact is, though, a lot of the veteran players, like some of the guys from the Phillies, are saying, this kid's only had 5 starts. I've been in the league 5 years, right, and I'm not going. And the answer to that is, in those 5 starts, some of the things he's done hasn't been done since they've been keeping records since 1901. So he might pitch tonight in the 7th inning. Keep your eyes on that for the All-Star game tonight.
I cannot wait. Mike Clemens, sports commentator extraordinaire. You can find him all across the Civic Media Radio Network. You and I are going to do more of this, my friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Stay cool out there. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Go Brewers!